Okay, Rosai. If we recall, we left off with Pikach. According to what we derived from Pikach, Pikach, because they're both hyped to build. Therefore, we have a chazaka that they both built. And we have a chazaka they both built. And if the wall falls down someday, they have to split it. What does that clearly imply? It implies that, and if there would not have been a halacha they both built, if the halacha had been that whoever wants to build builds, then if it fell, they would not split it. Rather, what would they do? L'chora, whoever's grabbing it would keep it at multiple rails or right. Right? That is just shot in the mission. Are all the windows closed? Yeah, it's just a very noisy outside. Okay. That is, that is shot in the Mishnah, sorry folks, in that base. And what does the Pikach mean? The Pikach means if the Shneihem Hayavim Livnos, then Nafal Hogan. But what's the joke? If Ain't Shneihem Chayavim Livnos, that theoretically could have been the Halakha, or, for example, a Bika, you know, until Chazal came over the teacher of Chazis, then in Nafal, or a multiple girl of a ride. We can't think of another great option. In Nahal, whoever's holding keeps it. Right? That is the idea of the Mishnah, as we put on the board last time, according to Tosos, according to Rashi and many Shonen, and certainly does not Tosos find it out, that is also the Shakur Atari and Arsene and Dalar Aleph. The Gemara says, according to Rashi, Pasha, they split it. No, what if it's all in one guy's property? If it's all in one guy's property, without the Lefikach, without the pin of Shnayim Hayav Livnos, whoever's property is it would have kept it. From Mashlan, the Mishnah, that because of this Lefikach, because Shnayim Hayav Livnos, therefore, they have to split it. Okay, but this is the Mishnah. It may or may not be the shocking target of the dollar, but I'll let it be. I don't think I'm going to hear the word. It's very, very clear, like, Gosh, etc., the Rambam, the Rif, and you know, many want to take together. He reads very clear that he is different with the Shakam Tari of Dalo and Aleph. But this is shot in the Mishnah, right? This is, you know, in the Mishnah, and this is the Shakam Tari of Dalo and Aleph. The Rashi Bibel. Tosos has two famous questions on this. Says Tosos, the Pika from the Hotel. First, he starts with some other details. And then he says, he has two problems. The Im Tomar, right? What do you mean it's only because they're both high lymph nodes you split it? Even if they weren't both high lymph nodes, you would split it. Right? What do you mean if they weren't both high lymph nodes, if we have no idea who built it, right? We had no idea who built it, then they wouldn't split it. No, they would still split it. And Tosis has two reasons why you think so. What are Tosis' two options? What is Tosis' question? Tosis' question is even if we don't know who built it, why? Because A, the Gemara, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Tosafot starts with a question of the local Gemara, right? What does the Gemara say, Daf Dalet Amud Beis? It says near the top of Daf Dalet Amud Beis, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, if one guy built it, he makes a chazis. The other guy built it, he makes a chazis. They both built it, they both make a chazis. So,
yeah. Lo yasu lo ze v'lo ze. Why doesn't neither one make a chazis? What's the point? Why make two chazis? Why make two chazises in order to split it when it falls someday? They make nothing and they'll split it when it falls someday. And then they answer, you're right. Really, if we made nothing, they would split it when it falls someday. But if we make nothing, one guy will sneak and make a chazis, and then we'll rip off the other guy. But what does the Gemara seem to clearly assume? If there's no chazis in a bika, okay. Right? Because they suggest no chazis would be an adequate solution. So that proves, even if there's no proof who built it, right? So in a bika, there's no chiyav al shneihem livnos, so whoever wants to build it, then we're chokin. His second kasha is misvara. And that's where he brings in sort of all of Shas and a lot of Cheskas Abatim taking on him. Makes a really good point for the Cheskas Abatim. He points out, he goes through all of basically Torah Benita. We're not going to go through all of Torah Benita now, but his basic principle is, as we pointed out, etc. Okay. In a shoel, it says, whoever is it falls into will win. Yeah. But that's because I own the first four stones, you own the second four stones. Obviously, the suffix was only came about after it fell. And therefore, but in our case, is a big blessing. The invite your last log, the Osha. Okay, so Tosa says over here, first was no one of Sopik. When the wall was standing, we didn't know who it belonged to. Yeah, now like if I saw the when the wall is standing, we know who it belongs to. The first floor is mine, the second floor is yours. When it collapses, we don't know which rock came, which stone came from which. Over here, when the wall is standing, no one has any idea who it belongs to. Right? If it wouldn't be Shane Clayton and Lifnos, right? If we don't know who built it, we have no idea who it belongs to. When the wall is standing, the Allah would be Yahloku, so it's 50-50. And the fact that it artificially ended up in my rishos, because it fell into my rishos, because I grabbed my rishos, doesn't change the halacha. That's close to the basic vark. He says, etc. Therefore, okay, and this is very similar, as we pointed out, to the sugya of some of the achronim. You're all the achronim go to town, lots and lots. But very similar to Sugya of Tukva Kohen. What was the principle of Tukva Kohen? The principle of Tukva Kohen is, now again, one can make lots of people to between this case and Tukva Kohen, which the Rishonim here do not. Principle of Tukva Kohen is that if one guy's holding it, and he's Zocha, Hamotzim Ha'olav Araya, even if the other guy grabs it, it doesn't change the halacha. Hamotzim Ha'olav Araya is not allowed to be updated and changed. Whoever wins, and you can't grab it later on and change the side. That's called Tukva Kohen in Mosiya. So the other we pointed out that
it remains exactly.
Exactly. That we pointed out that the Rambam holds in Kolotar Kula, the Rambam has unique Shitas Yachid in Kolotar Kula, that Tukva Kohen in Mosiya so the other. If there's ever a stopping to something, one, two, whoever grabs wins. He says that about, like, you don't know who the animal belongs to. He says that anytime there's a paper in the Gemara or a suffix, we don't know if you owe me money or not. He says, you don't have to pay, but if I grab, I keep it. That's unique shape of the Rambam. Whenever we have suffix mammon, whoever grabs it keeps it, and whoever grabs it back keeps it, and whoever grabs it back keeps it. For the Rambam, almost in the Gemara of Araya is almost the same as called the Olin Kvar, right? Whoever's stronger wins.
Yeah.
Right? you know, without the rush that Nani will hold on the garment.
But
that's the sheet of the Rambam. But as the Shah pointed out very nicely in his introduction to the Kohen, then he has another 100 simon. He said no one agrees with the Rambam, none of the Shon agree with the Rambam, none of the Chorn agree with the Rambam, except the Chaver. Right? We paskin that no. Once there's someone's mochzak, grabbing it is not going to help. Even if you're both totally equal, right? We have no idea who the wall belongs to. Keep in mind, I don't mean that if Ari has a laptop and I grab it, then that doesn't help. Everyone agrees to that. That's the theft, because nobody can laugh and I grabbed it for no reason. We mean even if it's a 50-50 something, we don't know if this animal is before or not. No one knows the answer. We don't know if this wall belongs to. No one knows the answer. Even if it's a 50-50 something, there's no evidence either way. Grabbing something doesn't help because the psak is kapua and it stays the same. Well, yashid kocho. You don't lose your rights just because it falls into my rishos. So the second is misvara. Svara, I mean sorry, svara based on just readable in shas, which is that since the shas laid out something had been haya. Why would the din yachloku when the wall is standing? Because what else could you do? Right now, Tosa says, how do you know this is the next verse? How do you know you don't do kol dol mitzvah when the wall is standing? How do you know you don't say? And then there's a whole ketos about this, which questions kol dol. Although I'm very unconvinced by the ketos, the question of ketos. But Tosa says, Gemar later on says, when do you say Yachloku for Masopik? And when do we say Kolda Olam Var? Kolda Olam Var is over stronger winds, means pepper. And Gemar says, when does George Mamona, what does that mean? The big Machot of George Mamona means, but almost everyone means some variation of the same thing. If there's no objective Suffolk, like the classic case is, there's a bicycle on the street, I say it's mine, you say it's yours, and no one knows anything. Then we say after, but who knows anything? If there's some objective reason being suffered, like there's a wall between my yard and your yard, obviously it either belongs to me or belongs to you, and obviously anyone would think 50% belongs to me, 50% likely belongs to you, or 50% likely to be split, whatever. Meaning there's objective something here, it's not just that people started saying things. Is that any observer would see there's a suffix, whatever it's an objective suffix, the psak is yachloku. So Tosus assumes the psak is yachloku. Some are putting on a question that, but I find that very difficult. Since the later suffix is in his yachloku, again, why? Because the Gemara says later on in Dachlan the Dalit that whenever there's a suffix that's an objective suffix, that anyone realizes the suffix, there's really strength to both sides. Like Kaka, we all know that the wall between your property belongs to one of the two of you, and we don't know who that's. Every reasonable person has this suffix. Again, as opposed to, we'll get to it. As opposed to, stop, I say my bicycle in the street, you would say your bicycle in the street. Could be neither of our bicycles. None of us have anything to do with it. And we just make up that we own things. Man, Desmond doesn't say yachloku. I made up that I own this field, you made up you own the field. No one has any reason to think they're telling the truth. Then we don't say yachloku. Why give you half of something? You just made up things. But if there's an objective reason that any neutral observer would think half and half, then that's half and half. So, since Bishas Leah Sovik did a Yachloku, and I think it's unlikely that someone would question this, the Rishonim certainly don't question this. Therefore, since then a later Tfisa doesn't change the Pesach. Okay, that's Tosfos two reasons. Yeah, he puts these two together. Here is that it's originally Yachloku, and then the next step is that a later Tfisa doesn't change the Pesach. The Yonah quotes the famous Sugya Pesach Kohen. Tosfos doesn't quote the famous Sugya Pesach Kohen. Bobby takes it the question all over Shas, but that is the principle of Pesach Halacha, that, you know, it's not a Hefkerfeld. Whenever the Halacha says someone wins, that person wins, and you can't go grabbing it back and forth forever to change the side. I mean, you know, I think we all rather live in a world where that is than the opposite. Just makes things much more tight. So where does Tosos go with this? So here there's my quoting Tosos and everyone else in the world. I'll be on the show here. What does Tosos say? Tosos said it must be that we misunderstood the Lefikach. Must be we misunderstood the Lefikach. And what does Tosos say? Tosos says not true. Let's go to Tosos. On the board. Tosos says, really, Papas Echad Mehem Ha'avanim, whether it's Mehem Hayavim Lignos, and it's Badai Yachloku, the word Badai, or whether it's Einshneihem Hayavim Lignos. Then it's Yachloku, the Torah Safek, Safek Momon Yachloku, and it's not changing the ground. So that's not the Lefikach of the Mishnah. Because the Lefikach of the Mishnah says you only split it because Shneihem Hayavim Lignos. So what's the? This is not the case of the Mishnah. What's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is those kinds of big fish, and those are fed. Tapas echad mehem, this shavu so man harbi. Tosos makes up a halacha here, which a lot of other children here disagree with. The rush, and others agree. Tosos says even though we have a rule that shutvin lo masaki hadadi, right? Shutvin, right? Remember we said this last time. If we're shutvin, Zach and I are shutvin, and I'm holding the whole thing, I can't claim it's mine. Because Shukman normally let each other hold the whole thing, and that doesn't prove that the Bible's changed. But Tosos says that, Tosos says that that's only if the Shukman holds it for a short while. He doesn't define short or long while. You know, perhaps there's no formal definition. The judge is deciding to have to use his sense. But if the Shukman holds it for a long time, that's already a different story. Again, I'm going to have to find a short time, a long time, and this is Tosos Kiddush, not that anywhere in Shach, and a lot of you showing here say it's wrong. But Tosos makes an assumption. The assumption is that a Shutta who holds something for a long time is Neman to say Lakuach, I bought it for the Shutvus. Again, Zach and I have a business. We have a partnership. I work on a partnership. We sell bicycles. If I have one bicycle in my house, it still belongs to the partnership. I can't claim it's my private bicycle. And I can't claim I bought it from the partnership. Because, no, in the partnership, everyone keeps things in their house. But if I have a bicycle in my house for 5 years, then already, no, that's not normal. If it belongs to the partnership, I wouldn't keep it in my house for 5 years. So it must be that I actually bought the bicycle from the partnership. And that's a valid chazaka to say I bought it. What a thing, I bought it to do with anything. So Tosos says our whole.
Is that the same thing as your son's riding a bicycle for a year in school? That considers it. I'm using it for a long time.
I think that shows von Harvey. Again, Tosos doesn't define von Harvey. And other people show them say there is no rules von Harvey. That's two amorphous. You just made that up. But Tosos makes an assumption, right? This is Tosos is Kiddush. This category of Zman Harve, or whatever his lashon is, Zman Aruch, it's his kairi Zman, what did you call it?
Zman Meruba.
Zman Meruba. Okay, let's call it Zman Meruba. The kairi Zman Meruba is a Kiddush of Tosos right here. Zman Meruba is a Kiddush of Tosos. Okay, but Tosos still have a confusion, it's logical. Now Tosos says, this is the Lefikach of the Mishnah. If Ein Shneihem Hayavim Lignos. Then what would he say? It says Nemo Lito Anibanisi Migu Dilakuach. He's never to say he built the wall originally. Could be in the Migu, he could have said he bought it. Right? You could have said he bought the stones, because after all, Shulchan Aruch is Man Har. You could have said, you're right, you both built the walls, and it was Shulchan Aruch. But if there's Man Meruva, I'm Nemek said, I bought the stones for you, and I paid you half the price. So, said the Nema, it's Man Meruva to say, Lakua, you're illegal. Lakua can you say, I built the wall in the first place. That's true if Ainge Nahem kind of moves. But if, such as the bigger, but if, Shneim Chayav Livnos, right? If Shneim Chayav Livnos, then ain't no Neman Demigo, because what is it? Demigo Bamako, what's the phrase? Amigo, Mishon, Amigo, Bimakom, Edim. What's the Edim? Anan Sade, Bishnehem, Bono. Right? Anan Sade, what does Anan Sade mean? Your Edim, sometimes no one saw anything, but we're so sure that it happened that it has. Clear as Edom. Right? Some things are on it. Sade, we're so sure that it's as clear as Edom. Right? If you ask me, you know, did the sun rise in the east this morning? I wasn't looking at the time, but I am as sure, at least as sure as Edom, that the sun rose in the east this morning. Some things you just know. Okay, says Tosos. And Sadi beats the Migo. Post says, this is the Lafika. This Lafika is a Mishnah, and Tosos also said that this is the Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara later on. The Gemara, the Dalar Malav says, Hava Mina Mosmigal Haraya. What does it mean? Hava Mina Mosmigal Haraya. They're actually great shots. I know we oversimplified this good shot last night. Right, but on Abdallah and Al, it helps us strangely associate somehow with how Rashi beats that Gemara. It's not exactly how Rashi beats the Gemara. But when the Gemara uses the Lashon of, Ma'u Netaymane Be'idah Hamotz Menorel Haraya, Ma'u Netayma, Abdallah and Al, Ma'u Netayma, they have Be'idah. What does that mean? According to Rashi and who do we put on the board? There's a lot of each other. Maybe we should put more on the board, but we'll at least repeat the ones. We put on the board, according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba. Neman Lito Shibana Polar Hotel. He's Neman say built the whole hotel. Why? He's not so. Tosa denied that. Tosa said, no, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. You're not Mochsak. Since originally, but it was talking about you know, the fact that now you grabbed it and felt you were just what hell. So the poet said, it's talking about Acheres, Man Beruba, Namon, Lito, Shepana, Kol HaKotel, Inigu, Jilakuak. And as we pointed out, the Rimigash and the Iri and the Rambam and the Rebbeinu Hanano, the Adraman, others seem to say, and I'd have me here if you look at the Bais and Bais, it's very clear. Right. Says, Neman, Lito, the Hafmina, is Neman, Lito, Lakhmach. And what is the Kamash Malan? The Kamash Falun is that. Nope. Fuck off. The Shnehem Panu. Or the Tan and Sadi.
Shnei and Banu is Adif. Ego, and for the other, the early Rishonim heard, it seems like the Kamash one is like the Rabbi Nachman, and the Rif say Shufin. Hello. Matkowski, Ahadavi,
and you're not. Yeah, I'm a little more.
They don't hold this Tosfos or Kipta slash idea. Either don't hold the Kipta or don't hold the idea, or both. That there's a certain point where they can tangle up. Okay, this is Tosfos part. Now, within Tosfos, you have a very, very big episode in Tosfos, which is for Kibayir's part. Because what does Tosfos say here? Kibayir nitpicks Tosfos here. This is a problem. Now he doesn't have ptosis, rather he's with diatosis, the proper use of ptosis. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, here is the behavior. Tosfos says in the house, Louis Yitzhuyer, we had no anansadi. By the way, let me just point out that, you know, using valuable real estate. Tosfos has to assume, what is Tosfos assuming? That the assumption that since they're both hired to build it, they both built it, is it really true that whenever two people are hired, they have to pay half? In real life, when two people are both hired, they have. Are we sure they each pay half? No, it could be one of the guys paid it all, right? Because he got sick of the other guy, the other guy was poor, the other guy pressured him, etc. Or it could be, no, it'll be a fryer and pay all of it when you can only pay half of it. Also, assumed you're so sure no one would pay all of it when they could pay half of it, that I would not pay all of it when you only have. I might pay all of it if I wanted a wall. I'm a rich guy. I can afford to pay for a whole wall if I want. But I would never pay all of it when you only have, when you owe half. Because that would be being a friar. Tulsa is so sure that an Amin Sadi is a people. That's not so posh. What if it was just a plain Chazaka and not an Amin Sadi? Then it would not be the Miko. Because the more later on, the stuff is whether or not Chazaka beats a Miko. And it's not sure. And therefore, we Sape, you would say that the Chazaka, that the Chazaka would not beat the Miko. So here we get into a Machlokas Rishonim, which is. How strong is our assumption? Because there are many cases of Migo. Remember, the other Mishonim do not agree with Tosos about the Shel Harbing, etc. Or some of them do, some of them don't. The Rashi mentioned it. But the Mishonim get into a big discussion of how strong is our assumption that they both don't get it. Says Tosos and the Rashba. It, as strong as an Amin Sadi is Eagles. And the many other Rishonim, such as the Rivi Gash and the Adraman, the Yonah, the Yivi, all discuss various pieces of Eagles, including the Kishon. Like, for example, what if I took all the stones and then hid them? Now I have a Migo, I could say I never took them in the first place. But where are they? You don't see them. So there are lots of Migos they discuss. Right, there's a million pieces of Migo they discuss. What if it? So say the Rivi Gash, the Yad Ramah. What else could I say? The Meiri and Rabbi Yonah. And the it's just Chazaka. What's the Nakamina? For Tosos it beats Amigo. For the Rashba beats Amigo. For the other Mishonah, it does not beat Amigo. Okay, that's, I don't think there's one that's there. It's just their judgment called how strong it is. Therefore, it beats Amigo. Or it doesn't beat Amigo. Okay. So Tosos basically has to make two assumptions in order to get his pshat in the Gemara. Number one, there's a kind of shol harbe where you can tangle a kuach, even though you know it's hard to have a shufas. And number two, the Amin Sadi, they both built it, beats the Migo. Okay, Basir. Now, Rabbi Kibayir, the Diuk and Tosos said it's a total tangent of his main discussion. What's the Diuk that is total tangent of the main discussion? If it's shol or shufas harbe, he's Naman to say he built it, the Migo, he could have said he bought it. What that imply? He's not Naman to say he built it. Stop. Without Migo. So, Rabbi Kibayir has an attack on Tosfos. Says Rabbi Kibayir right here in the Gemara.
doing on chops.
What?
Am I crazy? Is it in my Gemara?
The old Gemaras don't have the Gilyon HaShas. Mine doesn't have it either.
Okay. Kashali. I usually use a new Gemara in the class record.
Okay, Kashali says, Lomali me didn't be go to look with Shutuk. He hated them on Lekachtia because Shohar they move to Shalom. And I mean, never Shohar they move to Shubana Mishalom. My only time is to go out.
Okay.
Rabbi Kiva Eger has what seems like a bomb kasha on Texas. What does Tosfos imply? That what if it's show harbe? Makati is never. Paniti is not Neman. Not Neman. Natural. But Tosfos make a Migo. Migo means that if I could have said a time goes Neman, I say time that's not Neman. Stedler, it makes no sense. Hold on. If it's show harbe, why might we say about it? Again, forget the bicycles. We're back to the stones. The stones were both of ours. Why? When the wall was standing, we assumed it was Yachloku. The psak of Yachloku never changes. Even if one guy grabs it or falls, Hashem makes it fall into his yard. It never changes. It's shutless. It's Yachloku. But if I'm holding onto the stones for a year, then I can time as I bought them. Why am I believed kind of I bought them after I hold them for Zman Merubah? Why am I believed kind of I bought them held up for Zman Merubah? Because after all, if I didn't buy them, the Shutman should have objected to Zman Merubah. Meaning, the fact that I hold on to for Zman Merubah proves that it's mine. Because why would he hold on to Zman Merubah if it wasn't his? Then they should have demanded it back. So what did Rabbi Kiva Eger say? There, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Neman, because Bita Meruba proves that it's his. So Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Kashan Tosos, if Bita Meruba proves that it's his, then even if he says I'm going to see, he shouldn't need a ego. You should not say Neman without the go, because Bisa Meruba proves that it's his. That is Rabbi Kiva Eger's problem with Tosfos. Why did Tosfos say this time is naturally Neman, but that time is Neman was amigo the first time, but not naturally intrinsically Neman in and of itself? Yeah. Bisa Meruba holding onto it for a year proves it's mine, it proves it's mine. If it doesn't prove mine, it doesn't prove it's mine. If it proves it's mine, I should be Neman with any kind. That's the Kasha on Tosfos.
Why are they the same? I don't understand. The one saying that he bought it is something that happened.
Let me ask you a simple question. I'm holding on to these notes for a year. Is that proof that there was a transaction that I bought it, or just proof that since no one objected for a year, I must have the right to it? The fact that I'm holding for a year doesn't prove there's a specific transaction, a specific time and place that I bought it. But if I'm holding on to a year and no one said anything until now, it's like 3 years later on in the Sefet, right? At a certain point, if I'm holding on to it long enough, it's clear that it belongs to me, because why would I have been allowed to hold it for so long if it wasn't mine? So it's a proof that it belongs to me. So if the proof that it belongs to me, who cares what Taina is saying? If I say the Taina of it belongs to me because I bought it, I have a good proof. Must have bought it, but otherwise, why would I let me hold it for a year? And then I say it belongs to me because all along I built the wall. Then I must have built the wall, because otherwise, why would you have let me hold on to it for so long? If it's a proof that it's mine, it's proof that it's mine. Meaning, if Bisa is proof of Bibles, then it's proof of Bibles no matter what time I make. So, why do you need a legal? That's where you can make a objection.
So then the beneath the art document stages.
Yes.
The tefisa proves that it's mine. It doesn't prove why it's mine.
Think about it. I'm thinking about another example. All of these are somewhat controversial. Let me ask a simple question. You just ruined my simple question. Pick up your pen. Okay. Chaim's holding onto a pencil. Who do we think how luckily that pencil belongs to? He's holding it.
The fact that he's holding it proves that it's his pencil. Because why are you holding his pencil? Does it prove why it's his pencil? Whether it's his pencil because he bought it, whether it's his pencil because he inherited it, whether it's his pencil because he proves that it's a gift, you know? No, but it proves that it's his pencil. So whatever his explanation he gives, he has proof that it's his pencil. Now, even more so, Rabbi Akiva Eiger would say, perhaps, or at least the same, what if these stones, we used to think they were shuchas, and now one guy's had them for a year. What does that prove? It doesn't prove how he got the stone. In fact, he's only for a year. It doesn't prove anything how they came into possession. It just proves that he owns the stones, because why would everyone in the world have let him hold it for a year if it wasn't his stone? So if he has proof that it's his stone, if his tefisa is a raya that it's his, then no matter what, it's a raya that it's his. It's not a raya that it became his in a specific way. It's a raya that the result is that it's his. Just like Chesed Shanim, right? If I'm in the field for 3 years and no one says anything, the proof is my field. Maybe it's not a proof of exactly how it became my field. Right? I mean, maybe it isn't. That's a discussion later on. It's a proof that it's my field. Why would no one have objected for 3 years if it wasn't my field? Okay, that's also controversial. But this is basically the point. Pizza is a proof of ownership. As a matter of fact, there's a klal about this. Anyone know a klal? Kol ma shetachas? Yadosha v'shaladam harayu shalom. Okay, that klal is a little controversial. But that's a klal. Whenever you're holding something, proof is yours. So I understand. If we thought it belonged to Shuvah, and if you hold it, we don't think it's yours. If you hold it for a long time, both Makai, if you think it's yours. So if there's proof that it's yours, then what difference does it make what time you make? Either way, proof that it's yours. As long as you have some time that it's yours, you have proof. The proof is to the result that it's yours. So every time it's worth it, believe on. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question. Tosos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger rejects Tosos. He says that Tosos should have said differently. And if Tosos would have said, differently, then he could have said the same way. Instead of saying, you hold on to it for a long time. You're nam on the Negro, you could have said, and therefore the figure felt when you're an honest side against the Negro. You should have said, when you hold on to it for a long time, you have a chazaka that you own it. But the figure teaches you an honest side, the chazaka. Okay, that's where you make his problem with Tosos. There's only one way to the best of my knowledge. I mean, okay, if you're looking enough, Achron, find more than one way. There's only one mainstream way, one way that makes sense to the best of my knowledge to answer this. Okay, I hope no one misunderstood. I put COVID cure on the sheet, not because I want to give credit to Rav Chana, just because it was a community bachur and it's on the Bar Ilan, etc. It's really a Chiddushi Granat from the public rock. As I heard a nice answer to this from my colleague from the Holy Trump. And you can find it written in the Fiducian Granat. That's not digitized. So he quotes it from, they were talking in Torah, this is what he heard from the Granat, from the Holy Trump. What's the answer? You have to deny a premise. And this, by the way, is the biggest Akira in all of Zokos in many, many, many different scenarios. If someone's holding something, does that prove that it's his? Now, at first glance, we say yes, because we know in halacha, whoever's holding something keeps it. Right? That's pretty much it. As a matter of fact, not only that, but in Daf Lamed Gimel, remember the story of Naschet Rabbi Ava? Who remembers Naschet Rabbi Ava? Kind of. Okay, good.
Someone had grabbed a stick out and then go on. I did grab
it,
but it's
basically. And who wins? Right, not Rabbi Yava. I grabbed Steve's laptop. He says, what are you doing? I say, what do you mean? It was really mine. I don't know why you were holding my laptop. He wins. I mean, he started holding the laptop. We don't think it's mine when I make up stories.
right? We generally do have an assumption that, okay, I mean, we'll have to figure out how to interpret that in different days. But we generally do an assumption wherever someone's holding is theirs. The question is, why do we think that whatever someone's holding is theirs? And this is a big deal, and this comes across in all the post-him. I have to admit, if you look at their corona, it comes across a little less in regular TV mamados. I guess they're bread and butter shilas that came up with the shilas of was not. Some guy was holding something or something Google wanted to. Their case went down anymore, but that wasn't the everyday cases that they judged. In the best of the corona, they have lots of great questions. Like, for example, hey, my folks in that sofa, no, to be moved on. Bar home, the Rumo Shal Ola. I know there's a Mefurish Gemara about this. Lucas, whether the Pasuk makes Mefurish Gemara or whether they make no Kinta, then the Mefurish Gemara and Pasuk. Otherwise, if a, woman's husband goes out to war, right, and all of a sudden we have Eidos, that someone says, we found a dead soldier. We buried him on the spot. He was decomposed. We couldn't identify, no identifying characteristics. You know, if the war is not in Siberia, you know, if the war is in, you know, warmer climates, then after a day or two, it's going to be very hard to identify. But this is the contents of his pockets. Here is his, you know, keys. Here are his keys. And we know, she knows her husband's keys. If you remarry or not. Do we say, well, if he was holding them, it's a fact that it's his, right? It's her husband. Or do we say, no, maybe someone else borrowed the keys, maybe someone else held the keys for him, etc. You know, this comes up in a lot of tshuvos, right? That's the sort of intersection between Choshen Mishpat and Eben Ezer. The Achronim argue, pocket in this case, would we let her remarry or not? How strongly are we convinced that whatever someone's holding belongs to them? Okay, there are other factors that complicate that also. But let's get back to our topic. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we are convinced that if the guy's holding it for a long time, it belongs to him. We're convinced it belongs to him, and every time there's that one. But what does Tosos think? So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think he has to be right in Tosos, and he brings the proof. He says, no, look at Tosos and Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. Okay, Tosos, Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis brings a whole question. He says, if a guy cuts fruit off your tree, he's holding the fruit, and he says he bought it from you. Is he naman or not? Right? He harvests the tree, says, look, you know, I bought the dates. He harvests the dates, is he naman or not? He also says, well, and the guard there needs a special chazaka to make him naman. Why? So it says, it's our time to look up to the lick of the look up with the fascinating. If what it's also say, without there's a special kazaka there, no one has the chutzpah to harvest someone else's trees. So it must be yours. So it says without that kazaka. If I have your property and I'm holding it in my hand, I'm Neman, to say I bought it. Fisa, make it mine. But if I'm holding your property and then I put it down in the street, something is below. Then you win. Basically, I am holding Chaim's pencil as a simon. If I'm holding Chaim's pencil, I claim I bought it. If I'm holding it, I win. If I'm holding Chaim's pencil, I put it down on the park bench and claim I bought it, he wins. What is the Rebbe Natoli Trump to die to the Tosos? That Tosos is Lishitasam. What does Tosos think? Tosos thinks the fact that I'm holding it does not prove that it's mine. So the fact that I'm holding proof that it was mine, that even if I put it on the park bench, I should still win. Rather, right, that's what this Natoli Trump is a very good answer for Tosos. He's not just speculating a new creator should going to Nitzan. He's proving it from Tosos, which is tough. What did he say? He says there's a Hakira, you know, I'm going to have to erase some point. There's a Hakira in terms of why, if I'm holding something, I win. Clear enough, if I'm holding something, I win, even if it used to belong to you. Except for certain limited exceptions of items that you probably lent to me or that belong to the shukvas, or, you know, that wander in the street. But normal items, look, there's no same on it, right? Why does it come with no same on it? Otherwise, I can not prove that it's mine. No! All you can do is prove that it used to be yours. So I claim I bought it. What if I claim that I bought it? Right? Or whatever other claim I make. Right? So, says when the Tobi crop, let us put it on the board. Again, let's get the case very, very clear. Right? I am holding something that was mostly to someone else's. Right? I am holding something that was mostly to someone else's. It was also discovered I'm holding something that never mostly to someone else's. One could easily be my colleague. Right? But I am holding metaltalin that may be used to be mostly to someone else's. Or maybe not. Meaning, one could make all kinds of people do. Okay, let's start with this. How about Katophase metaltalin? So, go ahead. Mash the top together to Olamariz and Shalom. Why? Here's the Hakira. Why? So, here is the Hakira. We have Tosos, as explained by the Granat, and we have Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay. Now, just here, Rabbi Akiva Eger, so we have Arki, so we have Hilton. But, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, in Torah the Badai, because Tisa equals truth of ownership. What you're holding is yours. Okay, if it used to think it belonged to Shabbat, you use my word, but Tzvi says proof of ownership. Instead, Tosfos, not true. Not that Tzvi says proof of ownership. Now, when I'm holding something, let's say we know it used to belong to someone else. What do we call the fact that we know it used to belong to someone else in our language? What would call the halakha? The original owner. We know this pencil used to one time. What does Tfisa do? My Tfisa cancels out the Cheskes Markama. On the one hand, it used to belong to him. On the other hand, I'm holding it now, and that leaves us with a neutral tabula rasa, no evidence either way, 50-50 something. That's the Kiddush of the Granat. My holding something is not proof that it's mine. Rather, in Torah Safik, meaning that Tfisa is equal power to the Cheskes Marakava. They cancel each other out. And when they cancel each other out, then we have a Safik Gomer who belongs to. We have a Safik Gomer who belongs to what's the rule? Most of Varaya, right? We give it to whoever's holding it. Since they cancel each other out, and therefore, Hamot Mechaber Olav Varaya, so the Toface wins. But you see this Hakira. If I'm holding something, Kol Mashatachas Yadash Olav Arizah Shalom, is that Mashatachas Yodo shall adam arise et shalom. Perhaps this is the phrase. That means it's Gadai that if I'm holding something, it's mine? Or does that mean no? If I'm holding something, that just cancels out Cheskes Markama. And it's something mine. Nafkamina is, as the Holy Trump points out, Nafkamina is Tosos. And that's loving your own base. Again, all of these, once you get to the Torah Benitan, you're always holding top, because every nafkamina is Lu Yitzir, there wasn't the other Chazak in the Gemara said. Lu Yitzir, there wasn't the Lepika, but I'll stay at Libnus. Lu Yitzir, there wasn't the Chazak in Naflam, and Gemma Lebo Chazak in Ish, but the Diplid a lot of people. But what's the nafkamina post in Naflam and Gemma? What if, right? 1 o'clock, it's Rubens. It's Beyond Ruvain, 2 o'clock.
if the Yad Shimon the towing Lakuach, so it means he bought it. And at 3 o'clock, it's Rishus Harav. Right? So it's Rishus Shekinu Shalom. According to the Derech Rikiv Eger, the fact that he was holding it at 2 o'clock proves that it's his. In fact, the roommate held it at 1 o'clock proves it was moving to 1 o'clock. The fact that Shimon held it at 2 o'clock proves it was Shimon's at 2 o'clock and he bought it. Now that we've proven Shimon's, if the Rishus Harav, it's not good. Right? If we prove who belongs to it, it's Rishus Harav, then it's those questions. So, you would say, Shimon wins. But, Shimon wins. But that Altos is enough long and Gimel days. Folks have said enough long and Gimel days. That ruin wins. The answer time of Lachos and Lictum and Mikar Shoshane of Shalom, Delow, Topis for him. Without eat, stop. I says Tosfos. Ruben wins. Okay, exactly why Ruben wins, why not Shimon wins, you know, why not no one wins. Yesh, yesh, I am. But why does Tosfos say? Because low top is the head. Because holding on to it is not a proof of anything unless you're still holding it. Meaning, holding on to it only brings you to a level of suffering. And it's a level of something, but only if you're holding on to it. If you're not holding on to it, then you use a different rule and Rubik wins. Benjamin, the Tali Trap, that's how to answer our question. What's our question? What about Shahu Avonim Yershuzo Man Meruba Mitoang Vanisi? So, Cesar and Kiva Eger. He's Neman without Migo. Why? Because he has a proof of ownership. And that's what he can do to Tosos. But Tosos did not Neman without Migo. Why? Says Tosos. Ain't no Neman. Believe Migo. Yeah, you can have a Migo Lakoch, but you're not naturally Neman. Why not? Because let's review according to Tosos. According to Tosfos, his holding on to it only makes it 50-50. And if it's only 50-50, then he only wins because he's holding on to it and looking to go over Raya. But, it's like, and then we'll meet with why? Because there's no proof he owns it. Rather, there's only a topic that he owns it. And how does he want to win the suffix? Because he's holding it, but welcome suffix. I'm also very all of Haraya. Ah, but let's go back to remember what Tosu says? Let's read what Tosu says. If I'm holding something for Lena Sasafeg, that's the original suffix. And I'm also all of Haraya. If I'm not holding something when the suffix starts, then it's an original suffix. And then I grab it later, that's what changes the suffix. That's what Tosu says over here. So it says Tosu says, rather, suffix that he owns it, and his visa does not help him win. Mimakom suffix because the visa was achar leidas hasuffix, and therefore it doesn't help. Meaning, that's the Chakira in the Polytrop. And if my holding on to it proves that it's mine, then once it proves that it's mine, I'm Nemo without Amigo. But Tosus told them that long in the doesn't prove that it's mine. It just makes it a suffix. And once it's a suffix, whoever's holding on to it wins because the most of it all of Araya. But once I'm only winning the Torah suffix, the most of it all of Araya, what we call Tifa. Once we only win the Torah Sotheg with all Araya, then we already know. Talk to a coin, Motsinus Vigado. If I'm only winning Makam Sotheg with Motsinus Vigado Araya, that's only if I was holding onto it from the very beginning of the Sotheg. If we were both holding onto it in the beginning, and then I grabbed it in the middle of the court proceedings, that doesn't make you win, because grabbing something after the already Psak Halacha does not change the Psak with Makam Sotheg. And that's the point. Or me holding it is a Vada proof that it's mine. So that always works. But for Tosfos, obviously, when Polycarp was, I think, obviously, right, because he put two toasts together,
No, me holding something is not a proof that I win. It's just a suffix, and the makom suffix, whoever's holding it keeps it.
Ah, but if I want to win because makom suffix, I was holding it keeps it, that's only if I was holding it the whole time. But if the psak used to be a chloko and then I grabbed it after leaving the suffix, then that doesn't help.
That's what the total count said for Tosos, which I think has to be
true. And that part is also to the mikro. Why? Think about it this way. If I say I bought it from you, then we have no proof either way. But since I'm holding on to it, and I'm holding on to it before the suffix arose, because the suffix only arose when I claimed I bought it and you claimed I didn't buy it. So since I was holding on to it before the suffix arose, I win about your Helvaraya. But if I claimed I built the wall, then it's a suffix. I only want to win because I'm holding on to it. Then we say, what do you mean? You only grabbed it after the suffix already arose. The suffix arose when the wall was standing. Something that doesn't work. It's only with amigo of Pisari for leaves of something. So let's just fill in Tosos in this chart. Says Tosos Nemad because it Pisa Kodem Leidas Asafik. Nemad Misafik, not the bad night. In this case, ain't no Nemad. Because if Pisa Akre made us a stoppe, that's the Dimni Tosus and Riki Eger. If you think that his holding with Mamaruba is a Badai proof that he owns it, it should work for every time. If you think it's not a Badai proof that he owns it, it's just a suffix whether he owns it. But whoever's holding it keeps it because of status quo, because we're also going to Raya, then it depends what his time is. If his time is I bought it, I say I bought it, you say I didn't buy it. That suffix only arose now. I've been holding it before the suffix arose. But if I say I built it and you say I didn't, we both built it, then that suffix arose before I grabbed it, when the wall was standing. And therefore, my tfisa cannot help. Grabbing it doesn't change the psak, and therefore it's yachloku. Except for amigo. Okay, that is where the hopefully we will hold cup. That is where the Tolly Trump's answer for Tosos. This is a very interesting question that's going to be very important in the whole third parak. And obviously, one can differentiate. For example, they are going to argue about all these cases. Maybe there's a difference between if I'm holding this watch that we don't know anyone owned before me, versus everyone, pretend you just close your eyes. When you open your eyes, I'm holding this pen, and I say, Chaim sold it to me. And he says, I sold it. Versus this watch, I'd say it's always been my watch. I bought it from the store. And Chaim says I stole it from there. Maybe there's a difference. If I'm holding a watch and we don't know anyone owned it beforehand, then maybe that's a Raya Gemura B'Vadai that it's mine. But if I'm holding the pencil, even though I win, again, not when your eyes were open, you saw it was just like, you know, if no one saw how it came to my hands. I win in the pencil, maybe that would only be me something. So on the one hand, it used to be his. On the one hand, I'm holding it now. That's even Steven. And then, since I'm holding it, I'm going to go over Raya. Maybe the difference is the watch, even if I put in the rishus around him, it's still mine. No one can tie. I win against any time. Pencil, if I put in rishus around him, all of a sudden time can tie again. So maybe there'd be a difference between when there's no more kama, there's no more kama, or, and here the machlokesim ribbon to the eager toast might be a little cool. There might be a difference between it used to be time and now it's in my hand, versus it used to be the shushabot and now it's my hand for zman merubah. Maybe Zman Merubah is different. Maybe even if being in my hands for 1 second is not a Vaday proof, but being in my hands for Zman Merubah would be a Vaday proof. At a certain point, Zman Merubah really seems to be a good proof. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger here. So, one could make color. We could say Rabbi Kiva Eger only means a Vaday proof in Zman Merubah. Or maybe it means, you know, there are 1-2 different interesting in cases, and maybe we'll get a chance to discuss this. But this is a very, very fundamental material. When we say we're holding something wins, is that because there's a bot, holding is a bodily proof of ownership? Or is that because, no, holding just neutralizes the guy who used to be holding it. Now you're even, we're holding it for a bit. Now, in suffix, it's Hamos Mechavir Olav HaRaya. So is it just Hamos Mechavir Olav HaRaya or because of bodily? That's the Machlokes and Toast for Rabbi Kiva Eger, as Rabbi Anatoly Trump explains. Yes. Unlike all those other Rishonim we saw in Daf Dalet. Skanis Tosas, even we say he bought it.
But we don't know if that's the Torah's mod, the Torah's sub. That's my close to the Grand Rabbi Akiva. He believes that he bought it, but he keeps saying it.
I'm just saying it's just
showing
that the much harder is to show that it's
built. Yes. And Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't think of a good reason why. Can't think of a good reason why. Remember, we're before the Wolfie Cup.
But because I'm saying it just has to prove an action.
Okay, and therefore, well, why is it underproof? Just no, but this whole Tosos is before the Lepikach. Otherwise, it would, you know.
I'm saying the fact that there's an Anansadi even before there's an Anansadi means that another step they are going to have to prove it.
No, that's why Halakha Lamais, you're never there on the same because of the Anansadi. But this even Tosos is without the Anansadi. That's what I mean. That, you know, it's like regular Shiva's holding cup here. Every riot from before we know something. Okay, so I'm not sure, I apologize, I'm not sure if I addressed your question. I'm not sure if I understood it properly, but you can ask me later and clarify it, you know, Bar Bay Night. Okay, that is the Yotoda Tosos here. Let's just go back to our original sugya. I'm going to ask you again. The original sugya was, how do you explain the Lefika? That if not for the Anansadi slash Chazaka, one guy would have won. Why would one guy have won? Why not say, A, it's against the Mordala of Dave, which they want to split it, and B, it's against the Sara. So here, let's look at the other Rishon. Okay, sorry, I have to erase this. All the other Rishon, Rashi clearly disagrees with Tosfos, right? Because what does Rashi say? Ah, if it falls on both of their lands equally, he says in Abdal and Ra'alab, then they split it. Clearly implying Rashi doesn't follow, he just this Tosfos from the Ra'alab. But if it falls on only one of their lands, then that guy would win, which is what Tosfos denies. What do all the other Rishonim say? All the other Rishonim say, no one agrees with Tosfos here. I don't know if no one agrees with Tosfos because they don't think you need to make Okentas, or because they actually disagree with Shov on Harbe, or they disagree with Anansadi, right? There are two halachic reasons they can disagree with Tosfos. We don't think there's such a thing as Man Meruba. Or we admit there's such a thing as Man Meruba, we don't think it's an Anansadi that needs Migo. Or it could just be, we have a better answer, we don't need to make weird Okentas. What do other Rishonim say? Shari Kelman. No, they say a little fika for the Mishnah is the Poshit case. Tapas echad mehem ha'avanim. The Pasha case, that thing is man ruba. If shneim ayavim live knows. And yachloku. And if ain shneim ayavim live knows. Then amos mehavir olif haraya, which is exactly what we wrote here. And this is the lafikach of the Mishnah. Then, that if not for Shneim Chayav and Libnos, whoever's holding it would win, but since Shneim Chayav and Libnos, therefore it's a Chazaka or an Anansadi, depending if you ask Rabbi Yona or the Rashba, that they both built it. The Belay. That's a fascinating question. Like, you know, Monitors really don't be a friar. How sure are we that he did but not be a friar? Right? Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yash, others say it's a Chazaka, but it's not an Anansadi. And both the Rav Seif and Anansadi. There you start to be close to the Rashi. What's the problem? The problem is they have two copies of the Tosfos test. What about A and B? A means Sparta, it doesn't make sense. That's just because one guy grabbed it. He should win. After all, he grabbed it after the psak was already established, after the legis ha-suffing. That goes against the rule that grabbing doesn't help. B. That's B. A, it goes against Marn Dabdala and B. It says it's a bitka, where they're not high up in Libnos. Nonetheless, without any chazis, they would split it. So, how do we answer these questions? This here's where the Achronim go a little crazy. The Mishonim only have one answer to question B. Let's start with B. Remember, what's the answer to B? How can you say
that Tfisa Achrei Leidus HaSafek changed the Pesach.
Right?
How can Tfisa Achrei Leidus HaSafek change the Pesach?
What do I have a billion answers? So many answers that it's not even worth starting, because you can say whatever you want. Basically, we're only at a growing one at time, and then they go back and forth in the old Sugi Chast. Maybe Tfisa Achrei Leidus HaSafek can change the Pesach. Oh, what about Tuck Flo Cohen, Lucino Samiyako? Well, maybe we hold like the Rambam. Right? Or maybe, and this is the Dion of the Kunshna Sfeikos, in Perk Bay's Simon Zion, or Simon Zion, Simon Bay's Perk Zion, whatever comes first. No, Perk Bay's Osion. He says, well, maybe Tfisa only doesn't work. I mean, he doesn't use this to defend the other show, the big child in Gemara. He uses this, right? The Tosfos that makes up for it. Maybe Tfisa only doesn't work after leaving something in a case like Tuck Fo Cohen, when you didn't have Pangas Bari, you weren't sure you were right. You know, who knows if this animal is poor or not? We're just grabbing. But if you're sure you're right, then maybe you always have the right to go case that works. So if someone's sure they're right, they always have the right to stand up for their rights. Meaning, this is a big, big, big hakira. This is the biggest hakira in Tuck Fo Cohen. Okay. I'm doing something unwise now. I'm half saying over alumnus. I don't want to get into it. I need to hurt him. Let me skip it. So therefore, everyone just more confused. But nonetheless, I'll give it to Tahara. The very fundamental hakira in Tuck Fo Cohen is, why doesn't Tfisa work to change the established Pesach? One answer might be because once there's a Pesach, there's a Pesach. It gets written down in the virtual record books, and it's just not what we call common dina. Once it's a Pesach, even though we haven't gone to bed, but there's a theoretical Pesach, it gets written in stone and can't be changed. The other option is, no, maybe you could change the Pesach by grabbing. But grabbing is an evil thing to do and a Vildachaya thing to do, and we don't want to live in a Hobbesian state of nature, and therefore we don't give halachic credence to things that were done unethically. And it's unethical that if no one knows who's right, you just grab it from someone to take the time. Now, to me, it might be, what if you had a good justification for why you grabbed it? Like, for example, Tainus Burry. You're sure that you're right. Not Tainus Sheva. That who knows, but let's go grab. You're sure that you're right. Maybe that's enough of a justification that you wouldn't be allowed to grab. Not to make it close to many places. Kunshna Sfeikos, my creator, would help to ask why Tosfos doesn't say that here. Anyway, so it could be that at least the time is borrowing to be so works after Leidus HaSafek. There are many other subjects as well. Perhaps an answer based on an idea of Tosfos, that perhaps there's not a word of Ramona, and she's the work with no word of Ramona. Basically, one approach is, which is not the Rishonim, not the Rishonim here, is that maybe Tfisa Mahani Achrei Leidus HaSafek. Maybe Tfisa would work after Leidus HaSafek. Maybe, actually, Tfisa would work after Leidus HaSafek, like the Rambam, either the Rambam always, or maybe only in some cases, as maybe if I really believe that I'm ethically right, then I can grab it and change the socket. Okay, kids are this, the Rishon don't go in this direction. Why? We have to go back and forth over the whole sudden we get to Pulpulin. Why? Every possible reason I could have said to disagree with Tosos. And why Tosin the other Rishonim didn't say that reason. And at a certain point, in the Rishonim, right? So, let's just say, not the Rishonim here, not the Rishonim anywhere I know who discussed this. No Rishonim want to say that Tfisa works after Leidus HaSafek, even though one could have defended them. If we're learning to talk to the Rishonim now, the Rishonim would say, maybe Tfisa doesn't get the Leidus HaSafek. The Rambam thinks you go to Tofis forever back and forth. Or maybe in some cases, like kind of sparring, you can be told back and forth, or other cases, you can be told back and forth. And then you have to say, well, but maybe not in all cases, maybe in some cases, not in this case, everyone goes back and forth. Okay,
That's not the direction the Rishonim here take. What direction do all the Rishonim who discuss this take? Or all the Rishonim discuss it? Rabbi Yonah, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Yosef. Rabbi Yonah, Rashba, Ran, and the Yosef. What do they say to get out of this question? Exactly. So you told us those things. It's called pizza. After leaving something. This is pizza before leaving something. This case is pizza codemly. It doesn't have to be in codem. It can be in shots, right? This is pizza before leaving something. What do we mean? When was the latest assaulting? Tosu says, when the latest assaulting, the plot gets established and you can't change it by grabbing. Tosu says, when the wall is standing. When the wall is standing, we're almost stuck. And therefore, we decide half and half, and grabbing won't help. The other Rishonim say that's not true. It's interesting because what's called Lita Hasafik? Is a Lita Hasafik when we have a lack of knowledge or when we have an active Safik? As long as the wall was, when the wall was standing, we had a theoretical Safik, right? Theoretically, no one knows who built this wall. And therefore, there is a theoretical potential psak of Yachlok. But when the wall was standing, was there an actual suffix? Did anyone sue anyone for it and argue about it? The wall is standing. Like, it stands. Who cares? Like, for all we know, maybe there's no suffix. Maybe they both know who built the wall. Maybe someone else knows who built the wall. It's only when the wall falls. Then already you have something. So when the wall falls, all of a sudden, I say it's my wall, and you say it's your wall. So yes, there's a theoretical potential latest of something in the wall is standing. But, and as we know, the Luyatsur, they fought over the wall when it was standing, and I said, it's my wall that's standing here. Even though I can't take it anywhere or do anything with it. And you said it's your wall that's standing here, even though you can't actually do anything with it, it's just standing there. Right? I said, it's my wall, and theoretically, I could take down half the stones from it and make you put up more stones. I'm not going to. And you say, no, it's your wall, or whatever the case may be. I say, it's my wall, and I want to register in the, I want to register in the tabu that my property goes up to this line. You say, no, it's your wall. You want to register that the property goes up this line. Then there would be links when it's standing. But that's not the case. When it was standing, everyone lived happily together. Osher, Osher. It's only when the wall fell they started fighting. So there was only an actual latest asafik, but the fall latest asafik after it fell. And that seems to be the yesod of the machlokes in Tosfos we already showed him. What do they say? This case is tefisa kodem latest asafik because no one argued about it. I don't think no one argued about it. I mean, no one we thought would argue about it. We wouldn't think anyone would argue about it. We never thought about it. Just because two people happen to hear quiet people doesn't mean they'll leave something. But over here, when the wall is standing, it's not an issue at all. Because no one argued about it. While the wall stood. And therefore, the latest something is only after a collapse. If a collapse on my Rishos, then already I've seen some before, or doesn't have to be before, it's spontaneous, the latest on something. And then the Rashba, the Rinyona, the dance, what if it fell and I swept them onto my Rishos? So maybe that's also called pizza before Leitus HaSafik, because before anyone got a chance to argue, they're already my Rishos. Maybe that case is a little different, that case is different than the Leitus HaSafik in the Mishnah. That's today's day. Rinyona. But Kitzer, here we have a fundamental conclusion of the concept of pizza on our Leitus HaSafik. Tosfos says, pizza lo mahani achar, a theoretical leidas hasafik, whilst the Rashba, the Ran, the Muke Yosef, and Rabbi Yonah, I think I only put the Rashba in Yonah on the card, but the Ran, Muke Yosef, I shouldn't have put her. They just didn't exactly think the Rashba word for it. There's many subtle differences in Rashba and Yonah. Well, the Ran and Gios would say things the Rashba word for it, just a little shorter. He'd say, no, Tfisa lo mahani achar a practical leidus hasafik. A practical lavura leidus hasafik. We have to really see that there's a, not just we have a lack of information and we have a suffix. No, we have to see that people are arguing about it and are having a machlokas about this. Okay, that's the fundamental machlokas. What's at the root of this fundamental machlokas is a little, it's a little hard to say. You might say they argue about the nature of the halachic Beis Din system. Is it theoretical or is it practical? Right? Are we the Rav or are we, I don't know what the opposite of the Rav is, because in what I do, it's insulting to the opposite of the Rav. You know, Tulsa's the Rav. Whenever there is a suffix that someone could be the suffix in the world, the halachic system has issued a psak. And therefore, that psak is binding and it's too late to change it by grabbing. Well, the other Rishonim would say, we're smart and we don't think that way. They would say, no, until people fight about it, the halachic system is not involved. And therefore, it's not totally a suffix. The psak is not nikva until people are already fighting about it. Okay, perhaps that would be one way of understanding my focus. Perhaps it could be other ways also. Maybe it would make a difference to Kira. And one could say that Tosos thinks, fundamentally, you can't change the psak. Well, the Rashi and the Rabbi Yonah and the Ran and the Yosef say, no, no, no. Fundamentally, you can change the psak. Psak's not set in stone. Meaning, that's a, okay. Yeah, these are all important hakiras, which will develop a lot more. Mir Tachet. But it's just unethical to resolve disputes by grabbing things. Okay, but until there's a dispute, so that's just part of life. It's only once you start fighting about it, then you can't think it's the Wild West start grabbing things. Okay, so there are many ways to understand what underlies this. Maybe they argue about whether the halachic system is more theoretical or more practical. Maybe they argue about whether the reason it's feast of Lomahani Akhali is something, according to everyone but the Rambam, is because there's a theoretical you can't change the din, or because practically you can't be a Lomahaya. Practically, you can't be a Lomahaya once we're already in court, once people are already arguing. Theoretically, can't change the ones to be read. Oh, okay, fascinating my focus. Now, we just have another minute. We have to answer question A, which is much more technical. There are lots of answers to question B. I want to remark. There are lots of answers to question A, but one of them is really much better than all the others. Because there are two ways of understanding the Gemara Daf Daled Amud Beis. So let us answer question A. How do they answer question A? There's a big source about this, by the way. It's fun. Sometimes it, like once upon a time in Yeshiva Shevelt, there was a very, very famous Tos who had a brilliant vart because people didn't have copies of the show. Now we see that very famous Tos is the portion of Tos and Brush, which is the portion of Ramban, is the portion of the show. So I just to prove that great minds think alike. But, you know, I didn't put a paint toast in the corals because, you know, now that we know that half of the children said it explicitly, so it doesn't make the toast any less great for thinking about gold. So he had more Rishonim than the Achronim generations beforehand, but he didn't have copies of all the Rishonim. He definitely had more Rishonim. Some story you can believe that the days that Tosin received us, the Torah literature became more lundish than previously because they had more Rishonim available to them. But he didn't have all the Rishonim, that's for sure. Anyway, so we'll leave the Tosos aside. There's one great answer, which is the answer of the Ramban and the Tosos Rush based on Rashi the Abdallah of Beis. There are two ways to read that line in the Abdallah of Beis. One other thing in the Abdallah of Beis says, Lo yasu chazes, lo lazeh, v'lo lazeh, ben yachotu, right? Obviously, meaning ben yachotu. If they both built it, don't make a chaz for anyone yachotu. Why is the Gemara suggesting that lo yasu chazes, lo lazeh, v'lo lazeh, yachotu? And why, if there was no chazes, why would they be cholek events? Remember, it's going to pick up. Why would they be holding defense? Why would they be holding defense if there's no chazes? What is the post of the tomb? Post of the base, I'll assume. the Torah Safek because there's no evidence, which is where Tosfos gets the concept. You see here that there's no evidence, Yachloku, even if one guy grabs it. Yachloku, the whole Midrash, even if one guy grabs it. Right, that's what Torah clearly implies. Yachloku without a fuzz, even one guy grabbed it. Why? Also says the Torah suffix, there's no evidence. And therefore, it became question A. How could you say that when there's no evidence, how about all Varaya? And the dollar B says when there's no evidence, yeah, welcome. Tosfos has the fourth Rebbeinu Gershom on the dollar B. So what does Rebbeinu Gershom comment here on that line? I put it in the chorus. He says, "Lo yatsa chav is lo zev lo zev." Umemeli adin shal shnei. Umemeli we know the both. Here's why. Kevin v'le'echad ein bo chazak v'yosu v'yosu. Since one guy is no more chazak than the other guy, lo yuchel atona the kol shlui. You have time now that it says. Meaning, if neither one is more chazak than the other, umemeli let's both. There's that fits total. Right? Meaning, Rashi, as they point out. The Ramban and the Tosfos Rush on Daf at the Ramban the Daf Dalit or Daf Beis on it Aleph the Beis of Aleph right on Daf Beis of Aleph and Rashi on Dalit and Beis and now we know it's the only one with some first half Dalit and Beis. What is Rashi on Dalit and Beis? He says no. You know why Lo Yasu Chazas Zel is ever make them split it? What does Rashi say? Why do you have a better explanation why they would split if there was no causes in a pickup? No. Use your logic. You don't need to know anything.
It's a riot.
Why is it a riot? Because in a pickup, what do we normally do in a pickup? You put up a chutzis if one guy built it. In a pickup, there is a kana of chutzis if one guy built it. Therefore, if you open up a chutzis, that's not neutral. That's proof that they both built it. Because the lack of chazis is an active proof. Masha'en came in a chazis, and a chazis is no chazis. But what is the kind of chazis? That's what Rashi says. Says Rashi, he says, the lo yatsu chazis lo zeb lo zeb, siman shlo asayach and shlo. That, the lack of chazis is a siman. Not the lack of chazis is that ain't a chad mosar. The lack of chazis is a siman that they didn't both build, that neither one built it alone. She'ilo saw how you also have the chutzis we have done, and you make the chutzis. Right? The lack of chutzis, what does he say? The Torah's chanda. Because lack of chutzis in a bika is proof that they both built it. That the Ramban is also told to Rush, which I didn't know the Torah says same as Ramban. That's Ramban's answer. And he says, I'm based on Rashi, on that Dalit Beis. Rashi said, why does the Gemara say a lack of chazis would lead you to split it? Because the fact you didn't do a chazis when it was a kana to do a chazis proves that it's both yours. Okay, that has nothing to do with posting in one or with something. That's only in a Becca. But in a chazir, you wouldn't necessarily split it. But that's only in pickup. But in chazir, it's not a proof. So this Gemara, only in pickup there's no chazir, you split it. That doesn't tell you what to do in chazir. There's only in pickup the lack of chazir proves it's both yours. But in chazir, if the lack of chazir doesn't prove anything, there's no Indian of chazir in chazir. Why is there no Indian of chazir in chazir? Okay, maybe you got a chance to be able to do it. The main reason they all say there's no Indian chazis in chutzir, or rather, the most popular reason why there's no Indian chazis in a chutzir is because in a chutzir, people can fake chazis too easily, and therefore they just never read it. Okay, whatever the reason is. So therefore, what does he say? Tos says Akasha. Ramban says, I hold a Rashi dollar base. He doesn't say Tos holds like you're in a Gershom dollar base. That's what I'm saying. But Tos holds like you're in a Gershom dollar base. And so other Rishonim don't give this answer. That when the Gemara says, if there's no chazit, you split it, That means you split it because when there's no evidence, you split it. And then it's a kasha. If you split it when there's no evidence, then why do you need lafika? Why do you need evidence in order to split it? But Rashi and the Rabban told Rush say, no, it only means you split it because the lack, when is the kind of chazis? So you don't make a chazis, that's positive proof that both yours. Might think that only applies in a bego, which is Takana's causes, and I'm offering the Takana's causes. The lack of causes doesn't prove anything, and you wouldn't necessarily split it. So I'm going to erase a little more of the board. What can I erase here? I can erase Tosfos by now. And just put this, it's actually such a clever answer that you really wonder why everyone didn't say it. But okay. Again, there is that school of learning Gemara, which it's such a clever answer. You wonder why everyone didn't say it. You have to come up with reasons why everyone didn't say it. But we're not going to go there. Let's just again. Answer D. Stira between the Abdallah Rebbeiv and the Lafika. Here is a Lafika means that without evidence, whoever grabs it, I'm ultimately a royal pariah. But the Abdallah Rebbeiv says, without evidence, in both cases. That's the stira. Tosos answered the stira, right? By changing the lafika. Tosos says, this makes sense. No evidence. Yachloku, and our Mishnah, he makes no kimta. That is shahu. There's two so Zmanaruba Vishlomigo. Okay. But what do all the other Rishonim say? All the other Rishonim say no. If there's no evidence, then I'm ultimately a El Haraya, because that's called Sisim for the Sasali. What do they do with this tomorrow? So there's the Ramban. And there's also the Rush. I'll keep Rashi in the Abdallah days. That no. It's the case of positive evidence. It won't tell it. What's the positive evidence? Because there's the kind of causes. Here, there's no kind of causes. No positive evidence because there's no takanas chazas. Oh, there is a takanas chazas, but the chazas, that's positive evidence. That is the answer of Ramban and others. There are other answers also. The other answers also, they're all a little more tough. The Yesh Omim in the Ramban says that the Gemara on Dalam Beis is actually not talking about stones at all. The Gemara of Dalin Beis is talking about only a muckle, which you can't grab. And the Ramban says that the Mishnah of Beis and Aleph is talking, I think he says this, about only the Avonim and not the muckle. I think I wrote down. He said this someplace where remember, okay, I'm going to assume that I remember correctly that was the sheep of Ban. There are many different sheep about it. But here we're talking about only the Avanim. Okay. Yeah, but which you can grab and turn it over, right? If there's no evidence. Now, Dalam Beis makes no kim, that's not coming at stones, only the mukkel. And the mukkel, you can't grab the mukkel. You can grab the mukkel, the real estate, certainly. You can't grab real estate. And therefore, we always do Yachlo for Beni Yonah. The Beis Yosef gave a different answer. The Beis Yosef he had Rabbi Yona quoted in the Torah, but he didn't have a full set of written text of, he didn't have the actual book of Rabbi Yona. So he gave an answer for Rabbi Yona, even though he had the book of Rabbi Yona. You see, he says something different. He gives a very dark answer. He says that really here it is a most man of Michal or Raya, if it's wrapped, right? Here also, it's how most men go, oh, Araya is grab. And the Gemara could have asked that. Basically, this is always the most valid answer. Say, I have a score against the Gemara? The answer is, yeah, you're right. Your score is right against the Gemara. The Gemara could have asked that. Since they said something else, they didn't get around to asking that. Really, if the Gemara said that close to it, they could have asked. But that's not true. So someone grabbed the most men go, Araya. They didn't get around to asking that because they asked something else and they got distracted. Okay, and the last answer is Rabbi Yona. He made no kinta this Gemara. The okinta is that this is when there's no evidence. And he makes no kinta in the Gemara Dalam Beis. He says, I have no idea why he thinks it's okay to make your kinta more in the Dalam Beis and not Mishnah Beis and Aleph. But the Dokha, he could always say, I make an okimta in this case, and on this case, even though they look like different cases, his okimta is that usually both parties use the wall before it falls, and that's evidence. What does it mean by this? Usually before wall falls, again, I'm not sure why he's so good to pick up. I would say the opposite. Usually before wall falls, both parties use the wall. How can you use the wall? The Gemara discusses later. Let's say you put beams in it and build a structure. Or let's say you hang things on it, etc. When you use a wall, that's proof that it's yours. So both parties use the wall and they hang things, they build things on the wall. If both parties use the wall, maybe he just knew that because in the days of Chazal, people always use the wall. I have trouble imagining that. No, Adrab, in a chutzah, you probably want to build those kinds of things on the wall. The bika, it's a field, but he needs to build on the wall. It just sits there. Okay, he's saying, no. The stum and the bika, both parties probably used the wall and attached things to it and built things on it. And therefore, before it fell, because it takes 10 years to fall, and it only takes 1 or 2 years for people to build things on the wall, they both built things on the wall, but each one has a positive proof that it's theirs. And if they have positive proof that it's theirs, that's what's the absolute proof. And our mission is talking about neither of them built anything on the wall. No evidence here, make the okimta, it's just okimta. Okimta is neither use the wall. Okay, again, a lot of technical answers. I personally think that Rashi's answer, the answer to Rashi, is no good, but I would have just stuck with that. But I think we're going to leave our sugya now of finally, yes, with your help, we're going to leave our sugya now of the Beda and go by here the Gemara. And let's see how quickly we can get to Mishnah. Says the Gemara, "Chein begina makom shenogu ligdor mechayiv enoso hadu fakasha." What does the Gemara say? In a gina, if it's not a ligdor, a chutzer. Let's assume you always have to go there, right? A gina, if it's not a ligdor, you're mechayiv. And if it's stam, you're not mechayiv. Hadu fakasha. Amar b'chein begina makom shenogu ligdor mechayiv enoso hastama ein mechayiv enoso. Aim a seifa about dika makom shnog shlolik dor aim a chayin oso hastama a chayin oso. Here we have a problem. A gina, if it's not lolik dor aim a chayin, but then a stam is potter. A bika, if makom shnog shlolik dor aim a potter, a stam is chayin. Seeing the bikas more chomer than a gina, that's ridiculous. All right, hash the stam gina, my lo stam go become a bite. If a stam gina is potter, how can you chayin stam bika? Can't be the bikas more chomer than a gina. Amar Bai, so we have two answers. Abai says, "Hachdi kamar b'chein stam gina uvemakom shnogu ligdor v'bika mechayiv enoso." Okay, here Abai tells us half what he's saying. He doesn't tell us the other half. It's just a technical two or three way machlokas, 2.5 way machlokas, as what Abai is trying to say. Let's just the Mishnah says four things. We're not sure what it means by the four things. But the Mishnah says four words or phrases. What does it say? It says, Gina,
Mako, the Nahagu Ligdor. Deka Mako, the Nahagu, Shalom Ligdor,
Ain Machayv no so.
Baye, explain. So Baye starts out pretty easily. Dina, is chayev.
What kind of dina is chayev? Look over at a stam dina is chayev.
Stam dina is chayev.
And here, this is his finish. Bika bin makom shenahagu ligdor is chayev.
The Gemara never explains the rest of it. What does the rest of it mean?
So says Rashi. Says Rashi. Amar Vai Hai Makam Shor Lidu Yonah Sita Bika Koi. In Cain, my Avoka Bika, Hamina Sala, talking by the Miss of Makam Shor Lidu Shor Lidu, or Aim Machai Mino Sala. What is, okay, there. Rashi's not, I admit. He's not 100% clear exactly what he means. But when he seems to say that, the Seifa is talking about a bigger, the Makam Shinagu Shalom. Why? It says, Rava says, you should have just, if you're talking about Bika Shinagu Shalom, you should have just said, Aval Makam Shinagu Shalom. So it means he's talking about a bigger. So what's he saying? He's saying a bika is makam shenagu. So a bika makam shenagu shelo ligdor is potter. What exactly does this mean? So instead of Rashi, talking about a bika. Okay, Tos is going to argue and say Kina. Tos is going to be very, very blunt. As a matter of fact, well, let's see where Rashi's not blunt. Tos works very well. What does Tos say? Says Tosos. Bika is butter, and this is going to be Gina. Gina, the Mako, Shenahagu, so little ignore is butter. Okay, that is Tosos. Meaning, tokens are parallel, just like the Resha said Gina, and then the next phrase meant Bika. And the Seifa said Bika, and the next phrase meant Dina. But Rashi disagrees. That the whole last phrase means Bika. The question is, what does it mean now? Is every Bika Potter or only Mako Shinogu Shlom Lichtor? So here, it seems to be one phrase. Again, how do I know Rashi says Rashi is a finish? But in him, it wrote, says back, my of all the Bika, talking by the mistake, according to you, by this word should have said, Makam Shomish Lid Ligdor, I'm a Chayim Nusso. Because we're talking about a Bika. So clearly he thinks a Bika should know who should hold Ligdor, we're not a Chayim Nusso. Meaning, what does Rashi say? Let's say better. Rashi says, this is all one phrase. That is all one case of Bika. The Makom Shenagu Shalom Ligdor is Potter. But here the Ramban and the Rashba argue what this means. So said the Ramban, what it means is Sam Bika is Kemo Bika the Makom. Then Nagu, the Ligdor, and his potter. A stam big account that is not usual lived there and his potter. Okay, then it reads very nicely. Stam gina is chayav, bika is no gulikdur is chayav, but a stam bika is like no gulikdur is chayav, like potter. The Rashba reads it a little differently. No. What it means is bika and makom and nagu. Rashi doesn't say. He has to be one of these two things. The low gulikdur is potter. Now, Rashi gets into a little bit of problems. Hasam bika is chayav. But over here, hasam bika is potter. That's fine for Tosos. Stam bika is potter. That's fine for the Ramban within Rashi. What it means, hasam bika is ki'ilu, is machalolinger or potter. For the Rashba, we have stira. The Rashba is, so why didn't the Gemara point out that from Javai there's a stira? Meaning that was the stira, Abai made his new pshat to avoid this stira, the duke of Rastam. Why would Abai give an answer to the same problem he was trying to solve? So he says, okay, maybe that was where it was kasha. He first said, maybe, he couldn't answer that question. Then he said, maybe that was where it was kasha. So now Rabbi asks the question. Let's see Rabbi's question on Abai, but then I think these are the three pshat on Abai. Says, Rabbi and Abai, Amarli, Rabbi, MK, my avok. Then what's the avok? What is Rabbi's question? What is Rabbi's? What is Rava's question? Abaye. So, according to Tosfos, it's that, according to Tosfos and Rabban, it's that you don't need number are part of a Mishnah. 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't need bika. You don't need the word bika between two and three. Because two is about a bika, three is about a bika. So why say a bold bika? My fault. Why say a bold bika? You don't need the word bika. According to the Rashba, you read a little differently. Is that there's a stira between 2 and 3. 2 and 3, 4. After all, in the Reisha, Stam Bika is Potter, and the Seifa Stam Bika is Chayav. Okay, either way, Rava rejected a bite. So what does Rava say in the end? And this is first Alacha. El Amar Rava, Panikhin Stam Gina Kim Makom. Of course, this is where the it's like, yeah, just a fine anticipating brother halfway. Stam gina kim makom shinogulikur dami machaibasol stam bika kim makom shinogulikur machaibasol. So, what does Rava say? Rava says that, as opposed to Tosa says, 1 is separate, 2 is separate, 3 is separate, 4 is separate. Right? 1, 2, 3, there are 4 dm. Rabat Rashi with the may say there are only 3 din. 3 and 4 are all 1 phrase. Says Rabba, there's only 2 rules in the Mishnah. 1, 2, and 3, 4. What is 1, 2 saying? Stam gina is ke makom shenagu ligdor v'chayav, and stam bika is Ken Makom and Nagu the low Lictor Upater. Okay, and at this point, Shalom Yisrael, everyone but the Rambam, our Gemara is perfectly fine. Nothing interesting to say about our Gemara, and we have Masada. If you're in an agricultural land, if it's Nagu Lictor, you build a fence. You have to build a fence. If it's Nagu Shalom Lictor, you don't build a fence. What if it's not? Then a gina, you have to build the fence, and a bika, you don't. Okay, everyone's good until we get to the Rambam. The Rambam, what does the Rambam say here in the Perush HaMishnah? Says the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah.
says, "Shat divar halacha nish bo stira like our shaykh latario biyurik moshe amarnu." It's important to notice he starts out with a stira. Where does he get a stira from? Our Gemara starts out with a stira, and then the answer: Hu sha mocher gina stam velo pirushim rebbes and ginas poni. If you sell a gina stam and you don't say it's in the middle of this other gina, mechayim zakon stam gina chayim. Then the buyer has to build fences, even if the minig is not built in. I will look at biggest stam. You sell a biggest stam, and you don't say anything about being mixed with other fields. The buyer does not have to build a fence. Even in a place where the makom minig is to build a fence. Clearly quoting Rav. Okay, then he moves on to the next part of this. Rama has a totally different interpretation of stam. Stam doesn't mean there's no minhag, like everyone else thinks. No, it says even if there is a minhag one way or the other. Stam means I sold it without specifying. I admit, like a little here in the Rama, and if I had specified, then what would be? Maybe depending on how I specified it. But at the very least, here's the big machlokes. What does stam mean? What does stam mean? The other rishonim say there's no minhag ligdor. Oh, a minhag ligdor. Oh, shalom ligdor. There's no minhag. Stop. What are you giving stam? Chatzer is chayav, gina is chayav, because potter, says the Rambam. No, it means mocher stam apapi sheyesh minhag ligdor oshalo ligdor. What does he say? If I'm mocher stam, even if there's a minute to build a fence in a pika, he doesn't have to. And if I'm mocher stam, even if there's a minute to build a fence in a gina, he does. Okay, in this one detail, he changed his mind before writing Mishnah Torah, but the Rambam then says a similar thing in the Mishnah Torah. What does the Rambam say in the Mishnah Torah? Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, Hamocher Gino Chavir Stam. Again, Stam is not about the minute, Stam is about the Mechira. You didn't specify in the sales contract. Even the minig is not ligdor, you're kofen to build a fence. You sell a bigastam, then you do not mechayiv him to build a fence unless the makom shenog. Here he changes his mind about the details, right? Here he says that a gina he always has to build regardless of the makom of the minhag, but a bika, he doesn't have to build, but if there's a minute, then he has to. But either way, he gets different shot and stam. The question is, why the Rambam had a different shot and stam? And B, how does that stem with the Rambam in the previous halacha, in halacha tesayin? What does Rambam say in halacha tesayin? He says, pain begina. Remember, we spent a lot of time around the Gina on the 10th Tachin and not Dalet Amos, right? Which is a Hara. You're in stuff that I'll just reference. We're not going to repeat it all. And Gina, you have to, you force him to build a Mechitza. But in Bika, in Sars Lahav, Dil, because in Bika, you don't have to El Bach, unless there's a Minhag. Okay. So, what's the difference in Bika and Gina? In Halacha Tesayin, the difference is whether Stam, two people next to each other, have to build or don't have to build. And in Halacha Yotzayin, the difference is whether if I sell you a Bika, Stam, if I sell you Stam, you have to build or you do not have to build. Why does the Rambam have two different Gerushim of the difference between Gina and Bika? Why does he have two different Pirushim? The Mishnah says Gina is different than Bika. That's very clear. The Mishnah says Gina is different than Bika. Why did the Rambam say there are two differences between Gina and Bika? Number one, if we're just next to each other. Number two, if I sell it to you. then he can take me in the Rambam.
So then the big folks in the Rambam says the Kesef Mishnah. He says, in Al Chiyud Zayin, he says, the Magen Mishnah says, I know you're the Rambam got it from. And he says, no, that's the Rambam Shad in the Gemara. Oh, but the previous halacha, why did the Rambam say everyone else Shad in the Gemara? Says, and the figure between Emerald and Fire is the Rambam has two figures in the Gemara, and possibly both of them, because they both make sense. That happens sometimes. That both of them will see there's two figures in the Gemara, and they'll say, well, they both make sense. So even though only one of them is figures in the Gemara, it'll possibly both of them. So it could be, why did the Rambam say two things? Right? Again, why would the Rambam say two definitions of Stam? Even if we're going to skip some of the details. And not the Stam. Why does the Rambam paskin two Yerushim of the difference between Dina and Vika? That's our question. Why does he have two Yerushim of the difference between Dina and Vika? So said the Kesef Mishnah, Achlokes, the Feirush HaGemara, Uprasak, Kishnei HaPirushim. Ah, so why in the Feirush HaMishnah did he only bring one Feirush? Okay, there are two Feirush in the Gemara. The Feirush HaShayt said the one he liked better. But when he comes to Haskel Lach, he said, well, possibly both of them, because, you know, maybe they're both true. The Gra, Dr. Makoto is a little cryptic. And he says different things in these different paragraphs, right? Some of these are recruited, and I mean, the Gra did not write everything that I put into the course you at the same time. He didn't write it all at the same time. But what he says in a long paragraph is that Kasamagi Misha did not get the Shnei HaPirushim. I assume you're going to catch it by that. Well, Yay Fomar, no, it's something that Al-Karsha Tzara Fomar got to the first Rashi. He had to have the Rashi also right. He says, his Peirush, Bika and Dina have nothing to do with the ratio of the Mishnah of Chatzer. So they're not Bika and Dina about selling things. In selling things, there's all kinds of rules for who has to provide what all over Shas. It's nothing like the Chatzer. That other says Bechain Begina. Bechain means the rule of Dina is similar to Chatzer, so I have two people next to each other. But the Rama thinks God ignores about someone who spells something Stam. So therefore, it must be that there are two different halachos in the Mishnah. The words Vechein Vegina mean Gina is like a chutzer. Stam, two people have to build. The next words in the Mishnah, Makom, Shadagu, etc., that's already talking about selling. That's the Gra. In one paragraph says, he says, no. It's a deal of the Mishnah. That there are two different dinim. One is dechein, meaning like the case of Hatzer, and that's the lachatessai. And now two people answer, so they have to build. And then there's the continuation of the Mishnah, Al-Pi Rava, in the Gemara, which is talking about Stam Bechira, because the Rambam was convinced the Gemara meant Stam Bechira. Okay. Both of these figures are not Rabbi the Rambam. Why did the Rambam say two different figures for the difference between Dina and Bika? What? It could be, but it could be. Yes,
of course. Do you think that's going to be crucial?
But I'm going to disagree with you. Because of the Rishon. Okay, let's see if we're right or wrong. It could be Rishon. What did the Rishon say? Funny. It's a very strict Rishali in this Mishnah. In the Rishali is in the second Mishnah. The Gina, Bein Makam Shaz, the Big Dar, Bein Makam Shaz, the Big Dar, the Big Dar, the Big Dar, the Big Dar. Some people want to change the Gershon Rishali. We'll say the Big Dar. Gina regards the Minag for Kofin to build. Abel the Bika, Makam Shaz, the Big Dar, Kofin, the Big Dar, and Kofin. In a Bika, it depends on the Minag. What word does the Rishali not acknowledge or use? There's no Stam in the Rishali. Right? If you want to trace the Yerushalmi, you look for places that in the Rishon that don't say Stam. If you want to trace the Bavli, you look for places that say Stam. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi is not rewriting anything. It's not answering up any stiras, right? The Yerushalmi is not changing anything from the Pshat. Pshat is it's talking about two guys next to each other like the Chatzar. But what's the Chiddush? Gina is like the Chatzar regardless of the minhag you have to build. Bika depends on the minhag. Now, let's just say very simply. The Rambam, Kedaka Makodesh, tried to always pass them like Yerushalmi, right? Most Rishonim don't necessarily care about the Pshat. They say, nah, I'll read the Bavli, come to my conclusion. If it turns out the Rishonim is discussing something which we haven't yet addressed yet, then we'll pass it. And if the Rishonim is discussing the same thing the Bavli is discussing and in a different way, then we'll ignore it, right? That's what most Rishonim do. They say we only pass like Rishonim when it discusses something the Bavli didn't discuss at all. That's not the Rambam of Bahala. The Rambam of Bahala, he's always learned the Rishonim and tried to pass it to Rishonim as much as possible. Start with the Yerushalmi. Why start with the Yerushalmi? Very, very simply. The Bavli is very unclear what it means. The thing, these weird things about Sam and the rewriting of the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi is very clear what it means. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi said that Adina, you're chayav to build regardless of Minhag. And Bika depends on Minhag. So what are the Rambam doing? This is what the Gros says in the first paragraph. I think that's what he means. First paragraph says, which is not Likut, it's like what he originally, like the main thing he wrote in the margin of his Shulchan Aruch. By Yerushalmi, have Karisha the thoughts go in the fire escape. Yerushalmi forced the Rambam to reinterpret the Bavli. What does the Rambam mean by this? Not a collection. The other one was a collection of what they found the Gro wrote elsewhere, okay? This is what the Gro wrote in the margin of Shulchan Aruch. He says that the Rambam is just the Yerushalmi plus the Bavli. Again, I admit, all the Gros says is how Yerushalmi have Karicham with Tzatzke on the Parish Kane. I don't even know if Tzatzke on the Parish Kane. But what he means by this. He means by this, what happens to the Rambam, and then we'll have to end. It's very, very simple. What happens to the Rambam? First, we take the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say? This is talking about, you know, just neighbors. That's fair. Yeah. That in a Gina, kind of, Afilu, Bimakon, Shenagu, Shalolingdor. Like the question. It's not Mutter of a minute, and Bika depends on Minhag. Then he went to the Bavli and he said, what is the Bavli saying? He's saying, I'm not stupid. I know what all the other Rishonim say the Bavli means. It means that a Stam Gina Kamakim Shalom Ligdor is Chayav, and a Stam Bika Makim Shalom Ligdor is Potter. I guess there's going to be two reasons to each other. But one of them is so obvious that we need another. He said, what do you think? Stam Gina is Chayav. What's the Diyuk? Stam is Chayav, but if the Minig is Shalom Ligdor, then you're Potter. Right? Which is what all the Rishonim say. Right? What do all the Rishonim say? Well, Bemakom Shenahagu Shelo Legdor Potter. And here, Aval Bemakom Shenahagu Legdor Chayav. But that can't be true since it's against the Yerushalmi. According to everyone else who's reading the Bavli, Agina is Potter if it's Nahagu Shelo Legdor. That's what scores against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, even if Nahagu Shelo Legdor is Chayav. So the Bavli can't mean what everyone else thinks it means, because then it would be against the Yerushalmi. Yeah, and everyone else said, great, Bavli against the Rishonim, that's called normal life, ignore the Rishonim. But the Rambam, we all know the Rambam always tried to pass like the Rishonim whenever possible. So the Rambam says, I don't want to admit the Bavli is different than the Rishonim. What do I have to say? Says the Rambam must be a different Rishonim than Bavli. Stam can't mean no minhag. Because according to Rishonim, Gina is Hayat, even the elimination of Ligdor. So I have to reinterpret Stam, and therefore, he has to reinterpret Stam. All right? Therefore, he can't accept the regular Peirush of Stam in the Bavli. So what does Stam mean? Stam must mean something else. What else could Stam mean? It must mean Stam Mechira, and that is what Rava's doing. He's reinterpreting Mishnah. You think the Mishnah is about neighbors? Like the Chatzar part? No, the Mishnah is about sales. When you sell something, you don't specify who has to build what. then a gina is one way, and a bika is a different way. A gina is always chayav regardless, and a bika is potter unless there is a minig to be mechayav. But stam has to mean sales and not lack of minhag, because stam can't be lack of minig according to him. And that's why the Rambam wrote down to halachas and parak halacha pets da'ayin b'gzavim yishalmi and doesn't use the word stam. It's like a marifim now yishalmi. Bika, no matter where it is, you have to build. You know, no matter where it is, you have to build. Bika, it's word for yishalmi. It's obvious that da'ayin yishalmi. It's using the lush of yishalmi. And there's no hint to that in the Bible. And it's obvious you're da'ayin in the Bible. We say talks about stam, which doesn't appear in the yishalmi. So it's pasha, the Rambam didn't have two pirushim in the Bible. No, we're making a deal in the Bavli that the Bavli thought there were two figures in the Mishnah, and you put a, like you take a tiny comma in the Mishnah and turn it into a paragraph break and make it feel longer. No, the Rambam just said, you pop like Bavli, you pop like Shalom, because they don't disagree. As a matter of fact, they go very nicely together now. Again, in the period of Mishnah, he interpreted the Bavli, he knew to interpret the Bavli as Stam, but thought that the Stam of the Bavli might end up with a different set of rules than the Bavli. By coming out from the Shnorik side, no, they go together nicely. The Bavli, the Rishami is saying neighbors, Dina always builds. Bika depends on Minhag. And the Bavli is saying if you sell it Stam, then Dina always builds. And Dina always has to build. And Bika depends on the Minhag. And what's it say? It's saying a Stam Mechira in a Dina is like Makam Shinago Ligdar of other cases when you have to build, but not because of the mitzvah, just because that's the implicit understanding of the Stam transaction. A Stam of a Bika, that's like Makam Shinago Ligdar, you don't have to build. Although then he added, okay, because the mitzvah is always to build, then you have to because you're going to the transaction. Well, anyway, nearly is Daiti, that's where the Rambam got a Stam from. I think once you say it's Pasha, that Tesla, Chami is like the Babli, there really no two ways down. The language just flashes me on light, crying out, I am the Yerushalmi, and I am the Bavli, and the Rambam has to interpret the Bavli, so what if we solve Sarah the Yerushalmi, so is everyone else that's here the Yerushalmi, which the Rambam was not willing to accept. Okay, that is not all we have to say, but all we are going to say about this Rambam. We'll see more about the details, but we got the basic idea. Okay, we didn't get a chance to meet our cousins together, you know, but the... We'll just start. We'll read that Gemara together next time. But the Iker will get into Hamakis Chaveiro, which is the new Mishnah. So, 11:30 Monday. Well, we'll go to the Gemara. But let's go finish through two. And I finished two, and even in three, I pointed out the Rashi and the Rita Gershom already in our earlier discussion. And I'm not going to rack the three because I want to do lecture. So basically, we're just going to spend 5 minutes reading the Gemara, then we can get to Tamakis, Tavero, Mishalos, Kosov, etc.
But you're not going to do this.
No, I don't think so. I think I'll briefly mention it, but I don't think so. It's really not in the Gemara. Anyway, Kitzer, we will go to the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Gemara until four lines before the next Mishnah, which is completely unrelated. So, yeah. So the Mishnah and the Gemara until four lines before the next Mishnah and Rashi and Tosfos, and then I'll set up one of course later. Well, it's interesting that the Gemara says Tzatzka Onim. I'm not sure if it's Tzatzka Onim. Apparently, the Gemara have Tzatzka Onim who said like the Rambam. That
where did you get it?
We have to look in the Gaonim Ketzer and see if we can find. No, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. I know. I mean, the Gemara did not have a better library than we, right? So I don't know what. And when the Gemara says Gaonim, he shouldn't mean Gaonim. Not like nowadays, like Gaonim, like Chaim Kanievsky. No, I think he meant it in the more technical sort of sense. So I don't know what to tell you.